Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our risen and living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The word of God that we consider this evening as we prepare to move from one year to the next is from the epistle to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 31 to 39. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is there who can condemn? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who even makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or a sword? As it is written, for your sakes we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So far the word of the Lord. Sanctify us by your truth, O Lord. Your word is truth. Amen. If you have Bibles and want to open them, you don't have to, but you could open them to Hebrews chapter 11. And maybe you don't even need to open them. The first verse is one that we're all very familiar with, I think. A lot of people are. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the writer says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What does that mean? Now, a lot of people misinterpret this Bible passage, especially the atheists. Misinterpret this Bible passage as though the writer was saying that those things that we believe have no evidence, and our faith is not based on any evidence whatsoever. It's just purely hypothetical. Someone told it to us, and therefore we believe it. And that's what they seem to think that the writer to Hebrews is saying, but that's clearly not what he's saying. And this is very evident because he continues with a very long list of evidences for why we can trust God, doesn't he? He talks about Noah and how God kept his promise to Noah. He talks about Abraham and how God kept his promise to Abraham and Sarah and so many others. Rather, what he is saying is that there are some things that we know happen. For example, we know that God sent his son to die for us. And our faith in God is built on those things, but there are other things that we don't know and we don't have evidence for. And those things we believe because of our faith. And so the idea is our faith built on the things past is confident for the things in the future. In other words, if you're a child and your dad says to you, we're going to go to Pizza Hut tonight. Do you believe him? Yes. Mostly, most children will believe their father when he says, we're going to Pizza Hut tonight, because they have grown up learning that they can trust their father. When he says we're going to Pizza Hut, he goes to Pizza Hut. When he says we're not going to Pizza Hut, you don't go to Pizza Hut. You learn to trust, and therefore you believe things even when there is no evidence. The faith is built on the past, looking forward to the future. And this is exactly what Paul is talking about in our epistle reading from Romans today. He's talking about how, oh, look at all these things that God has done in the past. And when we look back and remember those things, we can look forward to the future in confidence and in hope. It's important, therefore, for us to look back. So often we forget to do this. And when we forget to look back and to thank and praise God for the things that he has done, we end up making the mistake that the children of Israel did over and over again in the wilderness and so many other times as well. We see there how God showed His power and His grace and His mercy and His love to them over and over again. They were had no water, and He gave them water out of the rock. They had no food, and He sent manna from heaven. And yet, over and over again, a week later, or a month later, they ran into another problem. They forgot about God's grace in the past and didn't trust Him to provide in the present and in the future. Many atheists will also criticize Christians, saying, or criticize even God, actually, they're really criticizing God, not Christians, saying, why